Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Donald Trump stood in front of the nation yesterday to talk about the coronavirus. He named Vice President Mike Pence to lead the effort. He's playing down the threat, however, to the U.S. Several top health experts echoed President Trump's optimism, says the New York Times, but also offered a more sober assessment of the risk to Americans. Now, we know we have what's considered the first case of the coronavirus in the U.S., California, that a person's exposure is unknown. They can't trace it. So this is a very scary time. And people, as one of the panelist members said yesterday, you know, we should always have a couple of months of extra supplies for an emergency. But this really puts the push on.
Well, David, the president must really be in a place where he just doesn't know what to do. He gets up and he does something he never does. He has a press conference. Then, of course, during that press conference, he blames the Democrats for what's happening both in the markets and in terms of this. Who does he name to run his anti-coronavirus operation? He names the Vice President of the United States. That is just absurd. What we need now are trained medical people who know what they're doing and who are not philosophically bound up with restrictions on the way that they can operate, which are politically imposed. The idea that this is put into a Democratic and Republican discussion is ridiculous. This is a time everybody has to be on board and everybody has to be working together. The president stands up there and says, well, I want so many billions, but if the Democrats want more billions, they can have more billions, trying to shift the responsibility away from him. Look, he's in bad shape right now. He's got two things going on. One is he's got the markets down almost 2,000 points. That's incredible. And then he's also got the coronavirus. Now, he's willing to take the credit when it's not due. He says, the reason that the markets have been going up is because of me. And then ignores Obama, ignores everything that is the Bushes and everything that has come before. And now he says it's the Democrats' fault because Bernie Sanders is standing up there talking socialism. You know, he is who he is, and it won't stop. If he loses, one candidate said he should be escorted out of the White House. That's right. And as far as I'm concerned, this is the worst situation the United States has ever been in and bereft of political leadership. What scares the heck out of me, as you mentioned, David, is in California, we see somebody who has it. And this is a so-called community virus, community spread of the disease. We have no idea how he got it. None. We can't trace anybody he's talked to, anything, but it's there. So the question is, where else is it and how many other people in his community have it? And we see in Italy that the Italian economy is going to take a huge hit because this thing is spreading very quickly. So we have to, as a country, come together and decide how we're going to handle this and then go forward and do it. And the idea of assessing blame is just ridiculous.
It's quite something reading the article in the New York Times about how all these companies, organizations, trying to prepare for their employees to work from home if it comes to that.
There's no question. I mean, you know, we're having a meeting on Monday, WAMC is, trying to figure out what it is that we should be doing to prepare. We're lucky some people can work from home. The way in which the system works is that we can do a lot. But we're going to need people there. We're going to need people who run the board, and we're going to need people to do the news. It is going to be challenging, that's for sure. And the more we prepare, the better off we'll be. I don't know if we can prepare enough, but we certainly will try.
Well, after the Democratic debate on Tuesday night in South Carolina, there's been a lot of soul searching among folks who are looking at the Democratic Party and how to conduct primaries going forward. I see the New York Times opining in an opinion. The primaries are just dumb. There's a better way to do democracy. And they say that is ranked choice voting, Alan, also known as instant runoff voting.
Well, yes, somebody should be able to name a first place. And if their first place is failing, their vote goes to the second place or the third place. It's a good idea. That way you don't have to choose, for example, between a Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. If one of them is out, your vote goes to the other one, if you rank them that way. So ranked voting is a very good idea, and I approve of it.
Today is the day we record the Media Project to talk about media issues. You sent an article I saw from the Associated Press that Arizona's largest newspaper is quitting its candidate endorsements. Do endorsements really matter from newspapers?
Well, I think they support some people. If the New York Times, for example, says in an election, we support this person, somebody's going to take notice. Do you think it'll change anything? No, it won't change the total picture. On the other hand, would you rather have it than not have it? Of course. They've made some presidential picks which are not going to work. And they are, of course, a very important institution in America, and people look to them, no question, especially when the people have no idea what to do. I walked into the town hall in Great Barrington, and I voted yesterday. I know who I voted for, but I wasn't happy with all the choices.
I see Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker will be in the Berkshires on Friday. We haven't talked about him a lot. Of course, he's a Republican in a very blue state, Massachusetts. Your thoughts on Charlie Baker?
We'd love to have Charlie Baker on WAMC. Every once in a while, somebody sends a letter and says, how come you have the governor of New York and you never have the governor of Massachusetts? Well, I assure you, folks, we are asking the governor of Massachusetts. We want the governor of Massachusetts on. He's got a particular problem. It's called Donald Trump in blue state Massachusetts. Look, he's a very popular governor. There are an awful lot of voters who just don't like what the Democrats do all the time. And even though it's a blue, blue, blue state, they're not above picking a Republican governor who is sensible. But his sensibleness is going to come down to what does he do about this president because of the anti-Trump sentiment that exists in the state. I'll be honest with you, I voted for the guy and would probably vote for him again. But a lot's going to depend on what he says about Trump.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, David.